Welcome to Rising Above It All, a podcast where we explore the journey of overcoming domestic abuse and violence. I'm your host, Mildred Muhammad. Today, I want to speak directly to those of you who may be listening while still in the midst of abuse. You are not alone, and I want you to know that there is hope, there is strength within you, and there are ways to take care of yourself even when it feels like escape is impossible. Now, I understand how isolating and terrifying it can be to feel trapped in a situation where someone you love is causing you harm. But please know, you are not alone. There are others who have walked this path before you, and there are people who care deeply about your well-being, even if you haven't met them yet. I am one of those people. You are not alone in your journey. Let's start with some positive affirmations that I want you to repeat to yourself, even if it feels difficult at first. Take the time to rewind this podcast and write them down so that you can have them when you feel that you need to. These affirmations are here to remind you of your worth, your strength, and your resilience. Number one, I am worthy of love and respect regardless of what my abuser says or does. Number two, I am strong, even in the face of adversity and fear. Number three, I deserve to feel safe and secure in my own home. Number four, I have the power to create positive change in my life. Number five, I refuse to let abuse define me or control my future. Now, I want to share some practical self-care techniques that you can use even if you're unable to leave your current situation. These are small steps you can take to prioritize your well-being. Number one, take deep breaths whenever you feel overwhelmed. Close your eyes and focus on your breath as it enters and leaves your body. Number two, find moments of solitude, even if it's just a few minutes each day. Use this time to ground yourself and remind yourself of your inner strength. Number three, reach out to a trusted friend or family member, even if it's just to talk. Sometimes sharing your feelings with someone who cares can provide immense relief. Number four, engage in activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a book, listening to music, preferably those that don't have words, such as smooth jazz, or spending time in nature. These moments of happiness are essential for maintaining your resilience. One more thing. When you're given the silent treatment, stay quiet. That is a time for you to really analyze what it feels like to be alone. Because a silent treatment, the abuser uses it to have you to beg for their attention. But when you use it to invest that energy into yourself and just sitting quiet and recognizing what peace feels like in those times, that will help to improve your resilience. I want you to know that just because you're in an abusive relationship, this is not the end of your life. It is a step in your journey towards healing and reclaiming your power. You have the strength within you to overcome this situation, and you deserve to live a life free from violence and fear. As you continue on your journey, know that there are strategic tactics you can employ to eventually escape your abuser. It may not happen overnight, and it may require careful planning, but you are capable of taking control of your life and creating a brighter life for yourself, even if it doesn't look like it. I remember when I was living in a shelter and I prayed and asked God, why am I here? What is it that I need to learn about myself? I dove deep and asked myself the hard questions that I needed answers to, that I knew were within me. I just needed to get in a quiet place where I could think. Because once I was able to think and put those dots together, which brought clarity into the direction that I needed to go, I became focused, confident, and purposeful in my actions to create that bright future I saw myself living. And you can do that too. Two resources I want to leave you with. The first one is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Their number is 800-799-7233. They will be able to connect you with an organization in your area that will help you in whatever level you are on, whether you want to stay or whether you want to leave. Those decisions are yours to make. The second resource, if you don't want to call, you can go on your phone, your laptop, any device you may have, and go to domesticshelters.org. In their search engine, type in your city and state, and a list of organizations will be listed. They will provide from shelter to legal representation and everything else you feel you may need at this time. You are not alone, even though you may feel alone. Pray. Ask God to put people and resources in place to help you, because that's what I did. I'm only telling you the things that I did to help you to avoid the pitfalls that I experienced. Keep a log of the abuse you suffer if it's on a daily basis. Write down the time, the date, and the situation that occurred. If you do not have physical scars, this is your way of assisting the police to build your case, because then they will see that this is a pattern of abuse and not just one episode every now and then. I'm so sorry that you are going through this. You do not deserve to be abused. You don't. You are not less than your abuser. Everything that your abuser is doing to you is because he or she hates themselves. You gotta be pretty powerful for someone to use all of their energy to make you feel like you're nothing when you're actually everything that they can never be. You got this. Thank you for tuning into Rising Above It All. Remember, you are not alone, and there is always hope. Stay strong, take care of yourself, and never forget you are worth everything in your mind that you believe you are. Until next time, take care.